Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with the Community Comment. The first couple of items are apologies. I apologize to my friend Bob Davis, who I called Jim in my last comment. From now on, I guess it'll be Jim Bob. I also apologize for my stuffed up head, having a cold I got from my wife. We were discussing the stuff I cough up and blow, and she said it was mucus. I said, no, it's not. Upward and onward. My dad always read the paper back to front, and so do I. I do the jumbled word and then on to the obituaries. In last week's obituaries, Lashley Pete Davenport was listed. It brought back a memory from the early 60s when my first wife and I were doing some Christmas shopping in downtown Eureka, which was then a bustling place. We went into the pharmacy on 5th Street, and I noticed a man sitting in his car doing something unmentionable. We went in, and in a few minutes I looked back outside, and he was still at it. I said, that's not right. And we went to the police station, which at that time was in the courthouse where the sheriff's office is now. I told them what was going on, and Officer Davenport and I got into a black and white and parked at the corner of 5th and E, where J.C. Penney's was then. We walked up to the car, and Officer Davenport went to the driver's side and opened the door. The guy took off up 5th Street, with the officer hanging on the door. I ran back to the patrol car and grabbed the radio mic, hoping it was turned on, and said, "Officer in trouble," and explained what had happened. I waited by the car, and after a while they all came back with an officer driving the perp's car. He said, "I have to go find a place to take a steam bath." Just one more incident in a police officer's life. I read the editorial letter in last week's Times Standard from a John Moore about reviving the North-South Railroad system. Obviously, Mr. Moore hasn't read the last two issues of the Humboldt Historian, the quarterly magazine of the Humboldt Historical Society, which gave a thorough explanation of the condition of the railroad bed and the reasons it is in such condition and why it probably won't be repairable. Mr. Moore's reasoning about the proposed East-West Railroad to the Reading area does make sense to me, but as much as I would like to see rail service to Eureka and its surrounding area, I don't think it's going to happen. When you look at Highway 101 in the area south of Crescent City and north of Ukiah, you can see why they call this diarrhea country, because it's always moving. On Friday, January 30th, the Eureka Chamber Music Series presents the San Francisco Opera Singers in concert at Calvary Lutheran Church, south in Prospect Streets across from Alice Burney School, at 7:30 p.m. There will be a Meet the Artist reception immediately following their performance. Be there. I found an appreciation for opera that I wouldn't have otherwise had by listening in a close environment. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.